Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is all of it. There's been so much news competing for our attention that we have the feeling we may have missed some stuff that we want to know about. So our colleagues from Gothamist are here to remedy that. Jen Chung is the executive editor and Ben Yakis is the culture editor. Welcome, Team Gothamist.
Hi.
Hello.
So I feel like whenever you guys come in, we have subway talk. So, but today we can actually really have some subway talk, not just disgusting things or strange things.
Some real breaking news right here.
The big news is that New York City Transit President Andy Byford just resigned. And he resigned once before, rescinded it. But now it seems like this is the one that's going to take.
It's going to stick this time, I think.
I'm going to miss his accent.
And
I'll just say that.
There is an MTA board meeting right now, and our WNYC reporter Stephen Nesson is there, and people were actually muttering, like, Jesus Christ, when they heard the news.
Wow. Yeah. All right, so we'll get more from Stephen later and probably on all... Well, no. It's all impeachment all the time. Tomorrow from Stephen tomorrow, probably.
There will be an article on Gothamist.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. There's controversy. That's the other thing we like to talk about.
Mm-hmm, always.
Around the Grammys. I forgot the Grammys were this weekend. That's how wrapped up in all this other stuff.
You know, they say that any press is good press, but I think this may be an exception to that. So about 10 days ago, Deborah Dugan, who is the head of the Recording Academy, which runs the Grammys, was told that she was put on administrative leave.
He's got an air quote going.
I got an air quote right there. She wasn't fired, but put on administrative leave right before the Grammys were happening, which is a very strange thing that happened so soon. And it was under very strange circumstances. There was an undisclosed allegation of misconduct. It turned out an assistant said that she had created a toxic work environment. This week, Dugan filed an explosive discrimination complaint. Not a lawsuit, but a complaint. And it was chock full of just humongous allegations and...
Oh, the levels of ick.
Yes.
There just are levels
about
of
the
ick.
The Grammys, the previous president.
Yes, a deep look into like the...
mismanagement. This mismanagement. Dysfunctional nature.
Yeah, the dysfunctional nature. She had said that she was sexually harassed by the Academy's legal counsel. She said she had been informed that the former head, Neil Portnow, who had stepped down under not great circumstances in 2018.
He's the one who said that, you know, if female artists want to be recognized by the Grammys, they need to step up.
Those are his exact words, right?
Yes, the step up. Oh. And so she had been informed that he had been accused of raping an artist and that he had been pressured to step down as a result of this. This had never come out, obviously. Then she got into the fact that there was a huge amount of underrepresentation of women minorities in the Academy and the ways in which this had caused racial and gender discrimination, both in terms of the nominations and the winners and everything.
And she's a woman of significance. She worked at EMI Records. She
ran for Bono's
charity. She was the
CEO
of Red. Yeah.
Bono's charity. Yeah.
And then she was talking about how, in addition to the lack of diversity, there was also corruption and conflict of interest in picking the nominees and the winners.
Oh.
And so this is, you know, there's been a long-standing thing where people have assumed or thought that the Academy, that there was some weird fishy stuff going on, but this is the first time that there's been something resembling actual evidence of this. So this has really overshadowed the buildup to the Grammys this weekend.
And it's the Grammys are just messy this year.
Yeah.
It makes me sad because it's a big Lizzo year and I want to just celebrate her, but there's a whole lot of messy going on.
This is really bad, and I wonder if or how they could even begin to address this during the broadcast. But this isn't even the only controversy that is happening with the Grammys this year, because poor Aerosmith is involved in the saddest feud.
They're not letting their original drummer drum.
Their original drummer left the band about 6 months ago because of health reasons, sort of went on hiatus, and he hasn't been practicing with them leading up to the Grammys. And Aerosmith is performing at the Grammys. They're being honored by the charitable wing of the Grammys, mm-hmm. Music Cares. So this is a big achievement, a big honor. And then in about a week ago, he said he wanted to play with them, and they said, no, you can't. And it's gotten really sad.
Because you're not good enough.
Because you're not in practice.
Oh, that makes me sad. All right, Jen Chung, Lunar New Year is this weekend.
Yes, it's going to be the year of the rat. And, you know, many Asian cultures follow the Lunar New Year, and I'm Chinese. And so my family's been getting ready by preparing dishes. Like, for instance, you eat fish because it represents wealth. Like, lettuce is also, the Cantonese word sounds like giving birth to wealth. And you eat dumplings because they look like gold ingots. And then there's a big parade in Flushing this weekend. Then there's the firecracker ceremony in Lower East Side, also on Saturday. Then lion dances and another parade in Manhattan Chinatown. So there's a lot to do.
And before we let you go, is Fairway opening or closing?
It's open for now, but they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and maybe another company will buy the stores. We'll see.
Might be owned by Amazon one day.
Hush your mouth. Team Gotham is Jen Chung, executive editor, and Ben Yakis, culture editor. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, stay tuned to WNYC. We'll bring you NPR's live coverage of the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you back here at noon tomorrow.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.